Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, I'm a builder and a wizard at that. I'm a builder and I built this from scratch.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Sun Little is based in L.A., but his music is kind of a combination of classic Philly soul, R&B, and early rock and roll. Now, that doesn't mean that Sun Little is rehashing all of these older styles. He uses them to make something new and distinctly personal. His third album will be called Aloha, and it comes out at the end of January. But today, Sun Little joins us solo, acoustic, to play some of his new songs. This one is called Hey Rose.
There's a big brass band in the park today. Those alone don't speak what my mouth can't say. Can I read you every letter, turn you every page? Can I hold you till these dark dreams fade? Hey, Rose, where your soul is the picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite. I'll steer these wheels on down the road all night from New York to Ohio. Can I drive you to California, fly you over Spain? Can I take you to the place where the dolphins play? Hey, baby, can you hear me, darling? Can you see it, baby? Do us both a favor. Stay while I rebuild the world on paper rolls. Where your soul is the picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite, and you taste just like your name. We'll talk, touch tones, no telephones. I reach the front door, nobody's home. Can I listen to your heartbeat, hear you every moan? Can I stay right here in your garden, love? Hey, Rose, where your soul is the picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite, and you taste just like your name. Where your soul is a picture, but your body is the frame. But the frame is exquisite, then you taste just like your name. Your soul is a picture, but your body just a frame. But the frame's so exquisite, tastes just like your name. There's a big brass band in the park today. Those alone don't speak what my mouth can't say. I indulge you every pleasure, engaged in lover's games. Can I hold you till these dark dreams fade?
The song is called Hey Rose. Sun Little, born Aaron Livingston, here in our studio. So Hey Rose is on the current EP, Invisible, and will be on Aloha.
That's one Aloha, yeah.
And is it the same version? Is it the same mix?
Same version, yeah.
Because it's kind of a jaunty big band number.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a little different when I translate it to acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It has a different sort of feeling to it, which is actually new to me because I just started doing it this way. But yeah, it's got some interesting elements to it.
Yeah. Now see, it's interesting that you would be discovering or rediscovering the song in this format, because with a name like Sun Little, mm-hmm. I would think traveling bluesman, mm-hmm. you know, guy sure. with an acoustic guitar going around. But that hasn't sure. been the experience. I mean, you've been normally traveling with a band.
Yeah, I've been traveling with a band probably for about the past 4 or 5 years, which is basically like, you know, two guitars, bass, drums. We've been almost, I would say, adapting the songs on the record into a classic rock band mm-hmm. format, transferring a lot of keyboard parts into guitar parts and things like that. You know, it was a lot of energy in the show. It was very cool, but, you know, I just felt like kind of needed a reboot. When I first started, before that, I was playing solo a lot. I had tracks. I had all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to simplify things a little bit and kind of just reboot the whole live performance aspect.
Now, where did the name Sun Little come from? I mean, blues fans will think Sun House right. and any number of littles.
right. Was it
supposed to have that kind of resonance?
You know, it didn't arise that way. It was a lot of different steps that went into it. I had a job when I was in college where I got my check one day. I went to cash the check. And they wouldn't let me cash the check, and I said, "Well, what's the matter? You know, that's I need this money." You know, and they showed me the check had not my last name, Livingston. It said Little Son.
Little Son.
Someone in the office who issued the checks had been mishearing my name the entire time, and I just thought it was funny, so I started kind of using it. I made a couple CDs that back then. I would make a CD and just hand it to people, you know. And so I started putting Little Son on the CDs, and it kind of stuck. And then years later, when I started this project, I was looking for something to call it, and I woke up in the morning and I reversed Little Son, and, you know, off we went.
But yeah.
It wasn't until later that, of course, as soon as I mentioned it to anyone, and the head of the label, Andy, is huge blues fan, so when I said the name, he said, "Oh, you know, like Sun House."
Like Sun House, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. But I think something with names, you can kind of, you know, I guess sometimes people do a thing and then name it, but in this case, you know, the sound kind of grew to fit the name more than the other way around.
That's interesting.
You know, when I listen to Sun House, there's like not much in it. You know, it's just this man's voice and some percussive elements and maybe a little guitar sometimes. But, you know, mostly it's like the sound of his voice. And that's the rhythm. That's the melody. That's everything. So that actually came to be a part of the aesthetic for me, too, was really just... Although I love all the production elements and they're in there, you know, really finding and creating space for my voice and my words, you know.
Well, and this version, I mean, you've got this beautiful beat up old Martin guitar, and yet there were whole parts of the song where you were just barely playing it, you know. So it was like, again, very different from the way that it is on the record. Now, on the record, you play everything, right?
Pretty much. There's a couple songs where... I have some help, people coming out. I like to bring some people in here and there, but for the most part, yeah, it's me.
Yeah, so, but here it is, literally, just you and the guitar. So this is the first tour you've done as Sun Little in this kind of solo?
I did, a couple of years ago, I went to Australia and I toured Australia, and just obviously because of the distance and the cost to get people there, I couldn't bring the band. I flew over there with... you know, a suitcase full of electronic gadgets that I meant to use in the, you know, because that's what the kids are doing these days, right? You know, so I tried to incorporate all these things into the show. And I did it successfully for about 2 shows. In the middle of the third one, I changed my mind and I turned everything off and played the rest of the tour acoustic. And that was kind of what first... You know, a light kind of went on in my head, and I thought, like, you know, I think probably truer to what I do would be for me to just make it work with just a guitar and a voice, you know.
All right. Well, so there is this new album, Aloha, coming out. I want to ask you a little bit about that in a minute. But first, you want to play another song, a song sure. from the new record sure. for us?
Absolutely.
This one's called Suffer. That's We're right. speaking with Sun Little here in the studio today.
Everything is fine. You know that is a lie. Tired of wrestling with the ties that bind. Tired of running wild. Either I am yours and you are mine, or maybe we wasn't. But we don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine. He is my best advice. No, don't you waste my time. In a different light, we are shining. In a warmer light, we are shining bright. But we don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine. Said we don't have to suffer, you and I. We don't have to wait in the trenches every night. We don't have to follow in a line. We don't have to wait in the shadows for the sunshine.
Song's called Suffer from Sun Little. It'll be on the new album called Aloha, which comes out on January 31st. And Aaron, my understanding is that Aloha is not the album you set out to make. Is that right?
That's very accurate.
So what's the genesis story? What's the creation myth behind Aloha?
Well, this was maybe a year ago. A little more than a year, almost a year and a half ago. I sat down to make a list. Here's what this album is going to be. And I wanted to make it very broad and abstract. You know, my directions to myself ended up being basically do everything different. And I think I had number two was warmer. So, you know, I thought, well, I've produced everything myself, you know, I'm going to produce it with someone or let someone else produce it. I've done it all mostly at home. I'm going to go into a studio, you know, in the traditional sense and record there. You know, so I just sort of checked those boxes, but I, you know, I met Granola Tongue, who had, he had produced Feist and Manu Chao, and I was very, you know, I felt like I had found my guy, and we talked about what we were going to do, and what we were going to do was I was going to write songs and make demos, rabbit ears demos, the way I always do, flesh them out as much as I wanted, and then we were going to polish it.
Right.
In Paris, and
which is where Letang
right,
works.
That's where he works, in an old famous studio, Faubert. That was the plan, and I started doing that. I made some demos that I thought were really cool. I produced, you know, some of them were still kind of bare bones, but I'd sort of gotten pretty deep into the production with some of them, and he had told me, feel free to flesh them out as much as you want, even if it feels like you already finished it, it's okay. So that was my plan, and I went to this little house in Northern California, very quiet place to sort of set these things up, and just before I went, the hard drive I had all this stuff crashed, which is kind of embarrassing, but, you know, like I said, we don't have to suffer. I don't mind explaining to people that I was dumb enough not to back up
not
my
to back
work,
up,
and
yeah.
I actually lost this work, which was so precious to me. And you know, I lost about a week feeling real bad about it, and then just thought I got to get back on the horse.
So then what do? You try and recreate the lost work, or do you just like say, that's lost, well, I'm going to start again?
That's the million-dollar question. But and I think in the past, I know that I have, in a scenario like that, I would try to recreate everything, and it never feels the same. And I just felt, knowing myself, I will be much more inspired and engaged if I just start again.
Wow.
And I think, you know, sort of a humbling experience to lose that stuff, almost, that it put me in a more reflective and somber frame of mind, which actually ultimately led me to satisfy my second goal, which was warmer.
Yeah.
And I think what I ended up with is, if even though it doesn't have the songs that I wanted, it has the feeling that I was looking for.
Yeah. So those other lost songs, I mean, are there still kind of orphan ideas that
they're
might...
They're there. They're out there. You know, I just didn't want to try and engage with it at the time because it was still fresh. But when I get a minute, I will probably circle back and see if there's anything that I can build from there.
Well, I mean, music history is full of, you know, kind of lost albums and that somehow kind of bubble up in an artist's later work in unexpected ways. Aloha, the title, why Aloha?
Well, as with most things that I do, there's always a few different reasons for things, but and I mean, my previous album, New Magic, it really kind of crystallized on these two trips, you know, one to Australia and then one to Hawaii following that. Sort of like where I'm shut up in this, I was shut up in this hotel trying to mix the song Blue Magic, and I'm sitting there, it's a nice hotel right off the beach, and I'm sitting there staring at my computer screen, trying to hurry up and finish this thing for the deadline, and it just kind of hit me that you've never been to Hawaii, you're sitting on the beach in Hawaii, it's beautiful, sun is shining, everyone's wearing flip-flops, and you're sitting in your hotel room staring at your computer?
Yeah.
Like, if I miss the deadline, or we have to push back a little bit, you know, The album's still going to be done. The work will get done. If I go to Hawaii and spend the time stuck in a hotel room, I'm never going to forgive myself. Like, that's something I really can't live with. And it was really kind of a lightning bolt, you know, revelation. What I can't live with is, you know,
life passing by outside. Yeah. And you're not part of
it. I don't want to live that way. So, some of it, to a certain extent, it's just remembering that moment, you know, trying to carry that forward with me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we get to hear the results. January 31st is when the new Sun Little album, Aloha, comes out. And this next song will be on it. It's it's on the EP, Invisible, but it will be on Aloha as well. Mm-hmm. You want to play About Her again?
Sure.
Once again, it's Sun Little live.
I told her I'm good. And she said it was cool. Go on, do what you want. Or don't. It's all over again, yeah. Again. Just something about her. I bet over the under, over again. Yeah, she gonna mess up my head. There's just something about her. Oh, it makes me wanna over again. Gonna mess up my head. Well, she said this ain't working. All my work was for nothing. Now I'm sitting here smoking. Oh. With my head in my hands, yeah. Again. Again. You live here, I'd be home by now. If I live here, I'd make it home somehow, but I don't and I can't, so I won't. But there's just something about her that over the under, over again, yeah. Gonna mess up my head. There's just something about her. Oh, it makes me wanna over again. Yeah. She gonna mess up my head. 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 She gonna mess up my head.
She gonna mess up my head. She gonna mess up my head. She gonna mess up my head.
Sun Little, live in the studio with About Her Again. And Aaron, you were saying before when you chose the name Sun Little that the Sun House whole thing didn't occur to you at first.
Yeah.
When you wrote that song, mm-hmm. were you hearing Heart of Stone by the Rolling Stones, or did that...
Not till after, actually, and somebody... That what you just said, that was the second time that somebody did that, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
It's not just the dun, 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 dun. It's also the line in Heart of Stone, it's what's different about her.
Oh, yeah.
And you're saying there's...
It's like a weird...
There is a kind of weird echo in the lyric.
Yeah, there's something weird about it, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's art, you know?
That's right.
That just happens. Yeah. So this will be on the new record called Aloha. Uh-huh. On Invisible, on the EP, in addition to your version of Hey Rose, there's also a remix.
Yeah, yeah.
By Quantic.
Quantic, yeah.
Who
sure.
was just here in our studio earlier this year.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's
cool. With his full band and so on.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
So you talked before about making this record with an outside producer, which involves giving up a certain level mm-hmm. of control.
Yeah.
When you give a song over to another producer, you know, to someone like Quantic,
yeah,
and you have no idea what's going to come back.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I really love that. I mean, you know, I kind of wish that I could do that. I don't know if I can. I mean, I get so stuck in my head what the original thing sounds like, it's hard for me to do something like that. But yeah, so that's really exciting for me, though, to have somebody just take the song in pieces and, you know, find their own, you know, let their ears lead them somewhere completely different. And
yeah.
I was really, really hyped about what Quantic did with it. It was really cool.
Well, but what you're doing on this tour is essentially a remix, you know?
True.
I mean, it's a mix down.
Yeah. I mean, I think to a certain extent, it's, at least for me, it's a game in a way of, you know, using the resources that you have to represent what you've done on the album, unless you go into it recording, you know, saying to yourself, I'm only going to record what I know I can reproduce live, which for me is just, I mean, not that I would never do it, but it's not as much fun that way. I'd rather, you know, I really enjoy using the studio as an instrument, so to limit myself to what I could play live wouldn't be a lot of fun. So I think to a certain extent, it's always a project in remixing and reimagining what you recorded. It's just a different project, you know. And this particular time, you know, I decided at least at first to really try to own and really present the songs in the most basic way possible. Because in the end, that's the most important thing, you know.
Right. So. Well, these songs sounded terrific.
Oh, thank you.
Aaron, really great to have you here. It's a lot of fun to have you in this kind of bare-bones setting and hear the songs like that. But the full-on version of these songs is on the next Sun Little record, which is called Aloha. It's out on January 31st. Sun Little, my guest on this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast.
I'll steal these wheels on down the road all night from New York to Ohio. Can I drive you to California, fly you over Spain? Can I take you to the place where the dolphins play? Hey, baby, can you hear me, darling? Can you see it, baby?
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.